The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen, let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots and lots of things happening in the sports world as we are down to the final four in Major League Baseball postseason. And this Kansas City Royals team, unreal. 6-0 in the postseason. And then the Giants go and get a victory last night over St. Louis. So Major League Baseball in full throttle as the postseason is really kicking in. College football yesterday, not the upsets that we had from the week before, but a lot of very good games. Jeff Rich, good morning, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm living the dream, man. Sports overload. Love the month of October. Love the weekends. Big slate of NFL games this week. Great day of college football. Baseball's been everything you could have ever asked for, so I'm doing just great.
Yeah, amazing stuff. It is the world of sports, and we got to love it because you just can't predict what's going to happen. And some really good college football games yesterday. No big upsets. You had Florida State win. Baylor coming from behind. Amazing football game there. We'll get into a lot of this stuff, but just getting warmed up. On the other side, Mary Nemitz from ticksforcause.com. That's T-I-X, the number 4, cause.com. So keep it close. A lot of things happening in the sports world. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
iHeartRadio. An app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone as just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Are you concerned about the effect bug repellent chemicals have on your family's health? Now there's Cedarside, an organic bug spray. Cedarside carries a suite of pest control products made from all-natural cedar oil. They kill and repel a variety of bugs, yet they're not at all harmful to people, pets, or the environment. To order, go to cedarside.com or call 800-842-1464. 800-842-1464. Cedarside. Effective pest control that's safe for people, pets, and premises.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich hanging out with me, and now we're going to hook up with Mary Nemes from TixForCause.com. That's T-I-X, the number four, cause. com. Mary, good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning, Andy. I'm doing great here in Chicago. How are you?
Can't complain. You know, it's beautiful where I'm sitting just about every single day. Another perfect day in the Valley of the Sun. I really can't complain. You know, Mary, it's all, I love your emails. I really do. I know I tell you that every week, but the truth is you are dialed into what's going on in the sports world. How good has this postseason in the Major League Baseball been so far? What are your thoughts?
It's so exciting. I mean, for me, for baseball, while I like it, I love it this time of year because it's just so exciting. And to be able to see Kansas City, I'm a huge fan of theirs. I'd love to see the Kansas City Cardinals series, but just to see these games happening, and I'm telling you, the interest that we've seen just on people coming in and searching for these tickets. Huge push in the Baltimore area, and as you might imagine, in St. Louis. So it's been exciting to see. Can't complain.
I would bet. I would absolutely guarantee that that's what's going on. And, of course, Mary Nemes is the CEO and founder of TixForCause.com, and it is the best place to buy tickets because not only do you get great seats, but you donate to a charity of your choice. Again, I really do not think it gets any better than that. Going to be tough for your Bears today, I have a feeling, going to Atlanta.
Yeah, let's just kind of just jump right over that. I just after last week, it was like a debacle. So I recovered quickly from that. I got to the Blackhawks. You know, we got to see some exciting hockey. I'm over the top with hockey and just how exciting that is. So I'm going to celebrate, you know, what the Hawks have done these last two games and kind of just skip on through today, I think.
Well, hey, you know what? Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Mary, do you believe that Chicago has become a hockey town with the recent success of the Blackhawks and perhaps the, you know, I don't want to call it the downhill slide of the other teams, but the Blackhawks have certainly put themselves a cut above the other four teams in town, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely, without doubt. Just, you know, the whole organization, and, you know, I think that's something that even though I'm a Cub fan, you have to take a look at the organization of the Cardinals. I mean, what they're able to do, you know, season after season, game after game, continue to improve from the locker room up to management. It's exciting to see those kinds of organizations and how that hard work and effort and just smart play you know, benefits and the results of that. So I totally agree with you, Jeff.
Very good analogy there. Hard work and everything that does pay off. I find that to be something that's a great quality, to be honest with you. And speaking of which, we always talk to you about a future charity for Ticks for Cause, because again, that is the best website to get your tickets, because not only do you get great seats, but you donate to a charity of your choice. This week, we're talking a little bit about Down syndrome. Is that not correct, Mary?
Absolutely, because October, well, it's a great month for sports. It's also a great month for awareness for many of our causes. October is Down Syndrome Awareness Month, And Down syndrome, just for people, you know, quick definition or an explanation, it's a genetic condition. It's literally caused by a random error in cell division that results in the presence of an extra chromosome. And that extra chromosome alters the course of that individual's development, both physically as well as mentally. And with Down syndrome, we're in Awareness Month, what they're trying to do is to bring awareness to this issue and bring awareness to the fact that people who have Down syndrome do amazing things. They have so many contributions. They have so many abilities, and they have made so many advancements in this. And we like to feature one of our charities that really highlights that, and that's an organization called Gigi's Playhouse.
Yeah, and tell people a little bit about Gigi's Playhouse.
It's the story about, you know, really awareness. It's the story about a mom and a dad who they had a child. They found out shortly after her birth that she had Down syndrome. And the negativity and the fear and that people greeted them with this, they got tired of it. And they're like, our daughter is so much more than what your fear is on this. So they joined together and they said, we are going to make a place where we can celebrate her abilities. We're going to celebrate what she can do. And they've brought together experts in developing skills and programs to help education, to help in the mental development of these kids, the physical development of these kids, where these kids can literally come together and to be leaders. And think about this, just a mom and a dad who wanted to make a difference. They started this Gigi's Playhouse in, I think, 2003. Today, they have now 15 of these playhouses around the country, and they also are opening them in Mexico. And there is absolutely nothing standing in their way to continue to open these centers where these kids and these young adults can be celebrated, and they can be encouraged, and they can continue to prosper.
That's just an unbelievable thing, to be honest with you. Mary Nemitz from ticksforcause.com joining us, as she does each and every week. We feature a charity. We also tell you a little bit about ticksforcause.com. Jeff, go ahead. You got anything for Mary?
Yeah, one of the statistics that just kind of jumped off the page at me regarding Gigi's Playhouse and Down syndrome awareness is the life expectancy and how much it's jumped in just 31 years. Going from age 25 to a much longer life and the age of 60 in just 31 years. Awareness is a big deal. Hey, Mary, you know, a lot going on in the state of Missouri, just to the south of you. San Francisco and St. Louis are playing some Monday Night Football. You're going to have League Championship Series games just about every night of the week. Plenty of tickets available on Ticks for Cause for some playoff baseball down there in the state of Missouri.
Oh, Jeff, thanks so much for asking. Yeah, plenty of tickets available. And literally, obviously all different types of price ranges, but those tickets are there. And it's so important to remember, you can get those tickets and benefit that cause, and it's no extra cost to you because we're sharing 50% of what we make on those tickets with the charity of your choice. And I can't begin to tell you the impact just on, let's just stick with the baseball tickets, what that's done that this week for charities. I mean, one charity in particular, just on one transaction, made over $350, and this was people that were coming together. They grouped their tickets together, and they bought it to go to one of those games. Again, didn't cost them any more. It's because we share, and it's all about people coming together to make that difference. So thanks so much for asking.
You know, we've always talked about it. It is really the power of one, and here it comes once again.
You bet.
Mary Nemitz from ticksforcause.com joining us, as she does each and every week. We talk about a featured charity like we are today with Down syndrome and Gigi's Playhouse. We also talk to you about ticksforcause.com and how you can get great seats. Again, I use the site. Jeff uses the site. So we practice what we preach, Mary. We're not just people that say, hey, go do this. We're actually people that have used your website, benefited from it, and made our donation as well. So I think it's such a win-win for everybody that it doesn't make sense to go anywhere else to get your tickets, to be honest with you.
And we really appreciate it. And I mean this sincerely to you and to Justin and all your listeners, all of us at Ticks for Cause, and that's not just those of us who work there, but it's our over 850 charity members now. Really appreciated that. Again, make us we're the ticket website with our make us the place where you go when you're looking for tickets, and help out any one of these organizations that we have. In particular today, obviously Gigi's Playhouse, just because of the great thing that they're doing to help people with Down syndrome, their family, and the community. And again, it's simple, it's easy, doesn't cost you any more, and you're doing so much good for so many organizations.
So well said, Mary. Really appreciate you taking your time out with us. Enjoy the game today. You've got a while before that one, so relax, watch some other stuff, and then watch the Bears in Atlanta later.
You got it. You guys have a wonderful day as well. Enjoy.
Have a great day. Mary Nemitz from TicksForCause.com joining us. She does each and every week. It is Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back talking sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Keep it close.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
I'm at a Florida State football game after hearing that music. They got it done yesterday. 38-20 against Syracuse, and played pretty well down the stretch of that football game. A lot of good football games yesterday. Baylor, TCU, 61-58, and a very exciting football game up and down. Arizona, USC, that was a very good finish. U of A couldn't get the two-point conversion. They did wind up getting the kick. They recover the kickoff, have a chance. The guy makes the field goal, but they call timeout, gets another shot at it, and he misses the field goal. So a lot of crazy stuff. Oregon beating UCLA. So I would think that UCLA is out of the mix completely now. Oregon may have gotten themselves a little bit back in the mix. Alabama, Arkansas was a probably not what we would have expected. 14-13. Just so many weird games yesterday. Oklahoma gets it done 31-26. Jeff, what did you take away from college football yesterday?
Pac-12, and I think that's going to be a big deal when it comes to choosing four teams to play for the big one. Arizona had plenty of opportunities to beat USC, but couldn't get it done. TCU couldn't close against Baylor. And I think that we saw that the state of Mississippi, both Mississippi State and Ole Miss, are not a fluke. I thought we saw some good football played down there in the Southeastern Conference and not by the usual suspects. I think that Arkansas is hanging close and really probably should have beaten Alabama. I think that's just a testament to how good the SEC West is. And you look at the bottom of that division and you see LSU and Arkansas, and I think that LSU is quite possibly the worst team of the 7-team SEC Western Division. So a little bit of parity in college football in 2014. And I got to say that I don't hate it.
No, I mean, hey, it's great. Notre Dame had 43 put up on them by North Carolina. And again, Fred goes on record every week saying, Notre Dame's really not that good. They're going to lose this and that and the other. But you know what? There's something about the luck of the Irish, and they always seem to find themselves in contention. So how do you feel about Notre Dame? Are they lucky? Are they good? Are they better than advertised? Are they worse than advertised?
They're a good football team. I think that we're going to see what it comes down to when they play Florida State on October 18th here. But we shouldn't have to ask any more questions about Notre Dame after next week. If they go out there against Florida State and get it done, then they're a real football team. But they go out there and do what they did in the BCS championship game against Alabama, it's not going to be like that.
How impressed were you with Georgia without Gurley out there? Looked like they really didn't miss a beat. Obviously, winning 34-0, Mizzou just couldn't do anything against them.
Georgia's a good football team. They're really deep at running back. I mean, after Gurley, you have Marshall, you have Chubbs. His name escapes me, but the running back that went airborne yesterday against Mizzou. I think that Mark Richt's got a good football team. I think that Hudson Mason's a good game manager because they play to the run. It's like, it's like Brian Kelly said, how Notre Dame's evolved in the last 3 years, going back to Everett Colson's freshman year, where, when the strength of your team is your defense and your running game, you play to that strength. When you have a good quarterback, you play to that strength. And, we saw with last year's Georgia team was different because they had Andy Murray and they were able to throw the football. Now you've got a team that that runs the football. They've got a couple of losses under their belt, but they're still well in the thick of things in the SEC East. And I think that they're going to give whoever comes out of the SEC West a battle in the SEC Championship. So I'm pretty impressed that they could go into Missouri. I don't think Missouri is a great football team this year, but I'm really impressed that they could that they can go into Columbia and pull off the shutout win.
And by the way, the kid you were thinking of, I believe, would have been Brendan Douglas.
That's right.
Was the other guy for
Georgia.
Georgia, yeah, I'm sorry. I was kind of moving on to my next thought, and that's why I was kind of mumbling there. But Michigan State, again, man, I think the Big Ten is so terrible, but if there is one saving grace to the Big Ten, is it Michigan State?
Yes, and I think that they've added an element to their game. I think that Connor Cook is a different man this year at quarterback. They don't have to lean on Langford quite as heavily as they did last year. The second half, I think Langford was getting about 40 carries a game. I think that we've seen a new Connor Cook this year and a new Michigan State offense, which creates a little bit of balance, which they might not necessarily need in the Big Ten outside of playing Ohio State on November 8th. But, you know, when you get into the national picture, if Michigan State wants to represent the conference in the college football playoff, they're going to need to be able to get away, you know, keep defenses off balance with the run and throw the ball. I think Connor Cook has demonstrated his ability. You know, granted, they only played Purdue and they only beat them by 18 points in a game that was a lot closer than it probably should have been. But I like Michigan State. You got to look at this team and say, okay, who have they lost to in the last 2 years? A pretty good Notre Dame team a year ago, and a pretty good Oregon team, even though Oregon took their loss, in conference play against Arizona. But, at one point against UCLA, they were up 42-10. So Oregon's still a good football team. Don't let the one loss sway your opinion too much. Probably not as good as they've been in past years, but. I look at Michigan State. We're getting to the point where there's not enough undefeated teams that you can rule out any single one loss team. Obviously, the Big Ten's got the biggest uphill battle because they really probably need one of those conference champions to have two losses, whether it comes out of the Pac-12 or the Big 12 or the SEC.
How do you feel about the ranking system? Because Arizona unranked before they go to Oregon. They beat Oregon in Oregon, which is a tough task, don't get me wrong. But they go from being unranked to being top 10 in the country. How does that work?
It's skewed. You know, it's funny. I was reading on Twitter yesterday after the games that, if the rankings didn't exist until today or tomorrow, Mississippi State would probably be the number one team in the country. You'd probably you probably wouldn't give Florida State too much credit, you really didn't give Florida State a lot of credit last year until they beat Clemson around this time of year. I think it was October 14th, something like that last year, where they knocked off Clemson and everybody says, well, let's start taking Florida State seriously. I think that the time to start taking some of those other teams in the SEC, teams like Ole Miss, teams like Mississippi State. Even Auburn, who did play in the national championship a year ago, it took them a while to creep into the rankings. I don't like August rankings. I don't like early September rankings, but it's how you sell websites. It's how you sell newspapers and magazines. So they're going to exist, and we're going to deal with them. And teams are going to get a lot of credit in September and October on reputation. But come October, November, you got to put up or shut up. You got to win the games on the field. And I think eventually that, these things tend to work themselves out. The worst case scenario for teams that enter the season unranked is that you get into December and you have multiple undefeated teams. And because you didn't have that reputation in August and September, you might get hurt. You might end up being number five rather than number four. And obviously, we all know where the cutting line is there. So I don't like the rankings, but I don't see them going away. So I just try to tolerate them, I guess.
Well, again, it's just going to go back to my old story of they're getting closer to getting it right, but we're still not there. And ultimately, I think you and I and most people would agree that four teams is just not enough because we've seen what you said earlier, parity this year. And with that being said, who's to say that another, a team that is outside of the top 10 couldn't go in there and win on any given Saturday. So, again, closer, but still not quite there.
Yeah, well, I think Georgia's a perfect example. I mean, that's a team that took a couple losses. They likely lost their star running back for the year. And, I know that's debatable whether that's justifiable, whether that's justified or not. But, I think you look at a team that could beat any team in the country, and then you look at the teams that have beaten everyone that they've played. So, I don't think top five, top 10 necessarily represents how this whole thing is going to shake out at the end of the year. But, four teams is progress over two, but, if we're stuck on four teams for the next 12 years, the only saving grace that I have to that whole thing is that we dealt with a two-team playoff for 16 years and then really no guarantee that one was going to play two in the prior to 1998. So, we're taking steps in a forward direction with college football, but – I think that I think that we all have our own diagram of what perfection is as far as a playoff system, whether it's 8 teams, 6 teams, maybe 10 teams. I know that 12 and 16 starts to include teams that might not have done the things that I feel, or we as analysts and fans feel, need to get done to qualify for a national championship, which is the ultimate prize. I mean, the only comparison is how deep the pool is for basketball and how perfect that is. But I don't think that can be replicated by football. Do you?
Yeah, no, absolutely not. I do not think it can be replicated. That's why, look, bottom line is they're getting closer. They haven't got it totally right, but they're getting closer. I'm not so sure I really like the whole girly situation with everything, how they're treating that kid, but that's a whole nother story. On the other side, we're going to hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter, talk about some baseball with him, because we all know the baseball postseason has been unpredictable, to say the least. So keep it close. A lot of things still to come. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. John Poulter, our professor of sports, on the other side. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
Hello, you have reached Easy Office Phone. If you know the extension of the person you are calling, please press 1 now. For features like unlimited North American calling, voicemail to email, and web-based control, press 2 now. If you are calling for a free month of service and $25 off new Panasonic handsets, press 3 now. To speak with an Easy Office Phone agent about cloud-based business phone service, call 866-671-0111. That's 866-671-0111. Or visit easyofficephone.com.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat. Engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time for lethal dose to death.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Calling all motorheads, it's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday nights at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern, on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
All righty, welcome back. Love that music, because obviously it means we're talking baseball. And when you're talking baseball in October, you're talking postseason. You're probably talking about the St. Louis Cardinals. You're probably talking about the Giants. Surprisingly, we're talking about Baltimore, and we're talking about Kansas City, who has been unstoppable in the postseason so far. Speaking of unstoppable, John Pulte joining us now. John, good morning, man. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Good morning, Jeff. How are you two guys this morning?
I cannot complain. Another beautiful day here in the Valley of the Sun, and going to watch a lot of football and enjoy the day quite a bit. But interesting what's been going on in the baseball field. You know, we've talked about this numerous times, but seems more often than not, these wild card teams get hot and they're very difficult to handle. And that's the case in both of these American League and National League. You've got Kansas City, who's undefeated in the postseason, and you've got the Giants, who are playing exceptionally well at the right time as well. So take us to how we got to here, John, and then kind of talk about how great Kansas City's been, and the same for San Francisco. And again, those wild card teams making noise in the postseason.
Well, you know, as we've discussed before, I think one of the key factors is that with a wild card team, they're 9 times out of 10, they're pushing until the very end to make sure that they even get into the postseason. They're not, in any case, 10, 12, 15 games ahead with a week to play like many of the division champions are. So they're focused on winning today's game, not looking at tomorrow's game, which is always a key in the playoffs. And I think both Kansas City and San Francisco have shown us that once again this year. It's looking like we may have a wild card versus wild card World Series. It's certainly a very strong possibility. We're still a long ways away from seeing the two championship series decided, but it does show that these guys are not being outclassed. And Kansas City is just on a roll. They are a lot of fun to watch right now. They really are.
No, absolutely. Again, the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball postseason. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, John. You know, I watched Madison Baumgartner. Obviously, baseball, you know, has a difficult time competing with college football on Saturdays in October. But I watched Baumgartner just absolutely shut down the Cardinals in their own house. Can we expect a little bit more of that from the rest of the Giants pitching staff? And do you think that gun to your head, would you predict an all wild card World Series?
Well, I'm not predicting an all wild card World Series, but certainly we've got two teams that, as I mentioned, we can't discount them. They're proving that they got here by ability and not by fluke. In terms of the Giants shutting down the Cardinals, I don't see the Cardinal offense being as shut down as much as it was last night. Baumgartner has obviously played very, very well. I think he's up to about 26 and two-thirds consecutive scoreless innings on the road, which is just phenomenal when you think about it. And Peavy goes tonight for the Giants, and he's sort of gotten a second life since he went out to the West Coast in August. So I'm looking for another tight game. Lance Lynn throws for the Cardinals tonight in what is essentially a must-win game. I don't think they want to even contemplate going to San Francisco down 0-2, because that's a strong possibility that you may not be coming home again to play baseball, and no team wants to do that. So I look for the Cardinals to improve substantially tonight, Jeff.
Yeah, and tonight, if I'm not mistaken, I believe it's going to be Peavy and Lynn going at it tonight. So, another interesting matchup there. But, hey, John, let me just ask you this real quickly. You know, the Cardinals have been built for postseason success, at least that's what has sort of happened over the past few seasons. The Giants come in being that wild card team, Kansas City, that wild card team, and like you said, they've been playing playoff baseball a little bit longer than the other guys. I guess what I'm trying to figure out here is, if we've seen it time in and time again, year in and year out, that those teams seem to have more success than the others, why wouldn't those other teams play a little different down the stretch?
Well, that's a great question, and I guess every manager of every division-winning team would probably love to have the formula for that. I often think that sometimes you can be overcautious and overmanage when you've won a division title. You're sitting there trying to set up your rotation, and at the end of the day, when you're the Giants and the Royals, you're kind of going with the best guy that's available that day because you have to win today. If you don't win today, you may not be worrying about winning tomorrow. So I think in a lot of cases, it becomes, you know, sort of necessity becomes the mother of invention. These guys have to go with their best players, and you know, maybe if you've won a division, you sit back and you rest a guy because he's played 155 games, and you try to get him ready, get rid of some of those nagging injuries. They lose some of their timing, and I'm talking about hitters here more than pitchers. It's just a whole different scenario, and you know, I still think that a team that's pushing hard until day 162 of the season, I still think has an advantage, and we've seen that a lot in recent years.
Yeah.
In terms of wild card teams sort of getting to the World Series and even winning the World Series. But one interesting statistic for KC that to me is very impressive and to me is a great sign for the future of baseball is that on their current roster of 25 players, 14 are homegrown. And on top of that, if you take two other guys that were homegrown, Zach Greinke and Will Myers, those two guys were traded to get four key members of that current team in James Shields, Wade Davis, Lorenzo Cain, and Aseldys Escobar. So you look at that, and you can basically say that 14 of those guys are the product of their farm system. And for a small market team, that's a great model of how to build a ball club.
Absolutely. John, how much credit can you give managers in this situation? Kansas City and the Giants, like you said, been playing playoff baseball maybe a little bit longer than the other guys. They got to stay focused too. And how much credit will you give the managers, or is this just about the players going out there and making things happen on the field? And Kansas City's so tough. Once they get on the bases, look out, because they could steal second, they could steal third, and they really look to play an interesting style of baseball. So how much credit do you give to the managers, and how much credit do you give to the players going out and making plays?
Well, I think you have to give credit to both. Certainly Bruce Bochy in San Francisco has proven that he's a good manager. He's won the World Series in 10 and in 12 and you know, maybe in 14 in terms of even numbers. I think last year the Giants didn't have a very good season. It certainly wasn't Bochy's fault. I think it was injuries and, you know, guys having bad years. In terms of Ned Yost, he's flown very much under the radar. I mean, he was very much a bit player as a major league player. I believe he played in the World Series in 92 with the Braves as a backup catcher. But other than that, Ned Yost, you know, his claim to fame will be as a manager. And I guess Bochy to some extent, although he played in the majors for a long time, he's made his mark as a manager, and I think these two guys have done a very good job in motivating their teams. But, you know, getting back to the Royals, you know, they fly under the radar big time, and I don't know whether you saw the game yesterday against Baltimore, but Lorenzo Cain made just three unbelievable defensive plays, two great diving catches in center field, and then later in the game when he moved to right, he caught a ball almost at the stands on the right field side, sort of halfway between the foul line and the stands. And to me, just a great guy that's a very good defensive player, and ironically, he's never won a gold glove, and I don't see that day too far away where he's going to win a gold glove. So in answer to your question, yeah, a lot of motivation, a couple of good laid-back managers, understand their players, understand their staff, delegated their jobs accordingly, and are sitting back just pushing the buttons, and so far they've been pushing the right ones.
Again, that is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball postseason. Been anything but predictable. Go ahead, Jeff, fire away. We got a couple more minutes with you, John. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, you know, John, Kansas City has been known for the track meet. You know, they've got guys like Gore and Kane that can run really well, and obviously they're really speedy in the outfield. Do you see any other teams that could perhaps, you know, maybe a team that didn't even make the playoffs this year that can implement the speed model and try to do what Kansas City's done, and which isn't to undersell Kansas City's bullpen and how they could shut down a game in the seventh, eighth, and ninth inning, but certainly in their way of almost using the National League model of being able to manufacture runs. Do you see another team out there in the, you know, it could be in the American League or the National League, that maybe could just win games with pure speed and being able to manufacture runs like that?
Well, there's nothing sort of jumps out at me right off the bat, Jeff, in terms of a team. Perhaps the odd individual, and the guy I'm thinking of specifically is Billy Hamilton in Cincinnati. If they could ever get him to be in a position where he had a good on-base percentage, and you know, I don't know what his numbers were this year. They were probably average. They weren't outstanding. But that's a guy that can win a game all by himself. If they could steal first base, then obviously Hamilton would be playing all day and every day, because he's such a great base runner. I mean, he just shut people down on speed. In terms of a team that has a core of fast guys like Gore and Kane and Dyson, the way that the Royals do, there's nobody that immediately comes to mind. You sort of look at a team like Houston as sort of being the team that might want to develop that, and I don't say that simply because of the athletes that they currently have, but simply because I believe speed is probably an easier thing to add than hitting or pitching, and it's certainly an easier thing to find than hitting or pitching, but, you know, it comes down to the old adage that you can't steal first base. So it doesn't matter how good of a base runner the guy is, unless you're going to use him exclusively as a pinch runner, he has to be able to get on base, and that means either getting hits or taking walks. So it's an interesting model. Kansas City is certainly using it, and I think the fact that they play in a big ballpark has necessitated them building a team along those lines. And, you know, Kane to me is worth two outfielders, and you know, the other guys there aren't that bad either, but if you could continue to do that and get three players like that in the outfield and build a team for your stadium the way that I believe the Royals have, it's very easy to put the pieces around and do well.
John, final question for you. Only about a minute or a minute and a half left in the segment. Appreciate you taking time out as always, man. These series, how do they shake out? Does Baltimore get back in this thing? They're down 0-2. And does St. Louis shake off that game one loss, and do they get themselves back in this, or are these going to be quick series?
I don't think either of them's going to be quick series. Cardinals and Giants, I'm looking at a 6 or 7 game series there. I don't see the Cardinals being as deflated as they were last night for 6 or 7 games. Tonight's going to be the key. They don't want to go to San Francisco down 0-2. That's clear. In terms of Baltimore and Kansas City, I don't see that as being an extremely long series, but on the other hand, I don't see it as a 4-game sweep. I can see the Royals winning that one in 5, and not necessarily because of ability, but just mainly because of the way that they're playing right now and the fact that they do appear to have the momentum, and Baltimore's pitching hasn't been that great. Certainly their bullpen has let them down. You know, O'Day has lost both games, and Zach Britton looked absolutely awful in game one for a guy that was a top-notch closer all year. You walk the bases full, and you don't ever want to see your closer do that. I suspect that Showalter's having fits just watching that.
Yeah, absolutely. John, appreciate it as always. Catch up with you next week, and we'll be that much further and that much closer to World Series.
You bet. My pleasure as always. We'll chat next week.
Have a great day. John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us as he does each and every week. Keep it close. One final segment in this hour. Jeff and I are going to be back to wrap it up. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
All right, welcome back. Final segment here of this hour of Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank John Poulter, our professor of sports, just joined us talking Major League Baseball. And then Mary Nemitz from TixForCause.com, truly the website with a heart. It's T-I-X, the number four, cause.com. Get your tickets. Any game, they got you covered. And doesn't get much better than being able to donate to a charity of your choice. So always keep them in mind when you're purchasing tickets. Jeff, we didn't really get into it today because we spent a lot of time talking college football and Major League Baseball, rightfully so, because it is that time of the year. But a lot of good football games in the NFL today. Interesting how the Lions are starting to get a little banged up. No Calvin Johnson again this week against the Vikings, who we all know the turmoil that they've got going on there. What's the game you're looking most forward to today in the NFL?
I think it would have to be the night game. The winner of this Giants Eagles game in the NFC East is really going to dictate who's going to be in charge going forward. If the Giants can pull it off, it brings everybody back to even, and the Cowboys got the Seahawks. A bunch of good games in the NFC East today. Browns Steelers is obviously going to be at the forefront of my mind. We're going to see if these Cleveland Browns are a little bit for real, or if it's just the same old Cleveland Browns. But I like my Browns' chances today at home against the Steelers. But the game of the week has got to be Philly and the Giants in Philadelphia.
I also kind of think the Cowboys and Seahawks, interesting game. It's, Cowboys have surprised people, 4-1, 2-0 on the road. Seattle's been a little bit cumbersome, if you will. And so, interesting. We'll see how it all plays out, but a lot of good games. It's the NFL, man. Every week, there's always good matchups. Jeff, as always, appreciate your time. We'll catch up with you in about 25 minutes or so.
All right, sounds good. I'll talk to you then.
Jeff Rich, hanging out with the Dorf Man for this hour. We'll catch up with him in a little bit. Keep it close. Fred Wallen and I on the horizon for hour number two. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
With USA Radio News, I'm Precious Watson. A healthcare worker at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital has tested positive for Ebola after a preliminary test. The state's health agency said confirmatory testing will be conducted by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta. The employee helped care for Thomas Eric Duncan, the first person ever diagnosed with Ebola in the United States. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry called on Sunday for a renewed commitment to achieving Middle East peace, saying a lasting deal between Israel, the Palestinians, and all their neighbors could be achieved. But prospects for a renewed peace process appeared dim as Kerry offered no specifics on how to restart negotiations. Despite airstrikes from the U.S.-led coalition, Islamic State militants are in a position to wreak havoc on Baghdad after making gains in nearby territories. Yet some military experts believe that the terror group, who now control a large territory along the border of Iraq and Syria, will not be able to defeat the forces now massed around the capital. This is USA Radio News.
You have probably heard of the KISS system, K-I-S-S. Keep it super simple. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby presenting the simple three-step plan home business system. I really think that the main reason the three-step plan has been able to help so many people build a business working from home is because of its simplicity. If you have a telephone, internet access, and some good old stick-to-itiveness, you can make more money working from home. For information, go to 3-STEP-USA or call 800-480-2102. Our turnkey system will give you everything you need to be successful. Many 3-STEP plan members are now in the top 2% of income earners in the nation, and they did it working from home. If you want a better financial future and think you might appreciate the freedom of working from home, we invite you to check out the 3-STEP plan. Go to 3-STEP-USA or call 800-480-2102.
Correspondent Vivian Salama reports the triple suicide attack on a Kurdish compound in eastern Iraq highlights the vulnerability within the Iraq and Kurdish security forces.
This attack happened in Diyala province, which has actually been a pretty contended spot between the Islamic State group and the Kurdish and the Iraqi security forces here in the country. The Islamic State group actually does hold a few towns in the Diyala province. So whenever we hear of an attack in that area, it obviously raises concerns that they could be sort of widening their reach.
A cyclone blasted India's eastern seaboard on Sunday, uprooting trees, damaging buildings, and killing at least 3 people despite a major evacuation effort. A port city home to 2 million people and a major naval base was hammered as the cyclone made landfall. According to state-run media, Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered 17,600 troops near the Ukrainian border to return to their bases because their training exercises in the southern region have ended. This is USA Radio News.
Tune up the furnace, clean the gutters, remodel the bathroom. Whatever your home improvement need, Home Advisor can help you find a pro you can trust to get the job done right. Go to rebuild.homeadvisor.com for instant access to top-rated pros in your area. Home Advisor is absolutely free to use. You can read customer reviews of the pros, even use the cost guide to find out what hundreds of other home projects cost in your area. Go to rebuild.homeadvisor.com to find the right pro for your project.
London's mayor says Britain's counterterrorism forces are monitoring thousands of potential extremists in the capital.
According to the Daily Telegraph newspaper, Boris Johnson has said that the security forces in the London area are involved in thousands of operations every day. He says the number of people being watched is in the low thousands. 5 young men have been arrested earlier this week over a possible terrorist plot. They're still being held and a number of residences have been searched. British government sources have said that the men include one who's recently returned from Syria and police are probing possible ties to the Islamic State group. Marta Migdałek, London.
The family of a special needs child is speaking out about their battles with the city of Santa Fe Springs, California. Here's USA correspondent Jason Wirt.
Jessica Torres says the city of Santa Fe Springs has been unlawfully harassing her family, likely because of her special needs child. Torres told USA Radio News, despite other people in the neighborhood having the exact same play equipment, it's only the special needs family that's being targeted.
There's kids down the street with the playhouse, the same exact playhouse I had my city in the front yard, in their front yard. And I said, is it just because my daughter's disabled that you don't want her in my front yard playing? Because other houses on the same block have the same exact playhouses, and some of them have the same type of swing set in their front yard, and they're fine.
Torres says after the media became involved, the city manager claimed the tickets are not for the playground, despite the fact the tickets clearly say they're for the playground.
With USA Radio News, I'm Precious Watson.
Life is a wild ride. But even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl. Your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here, here. Being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world. Stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or riteaid.com for details.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you and good afternoon to others. Welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Fred Wallen. He's in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman in Phoenix. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports or shoot Fred an email. sportsfred@aol.com. In case you were buried underneath a rock, a lot of good college football action from the other day. Major League Baseball, man, this postseason, anything but predictable. Dodgers are out. My buddy in L.A. has got to be pretty upset about that, thinking about this. Kershaw gets beat twice in that series. Fred, I know you got to have a lot on your mind. I know we're up against a break, but welcome to the show. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Lots of going on in Southern California. A little cooler today, and National Football League within the hour. So we'll discuss it all.
Kobe Bryant back too on the basketball field, basketball court, not the basketball field, but the basketball court. Kobe back out there, and basketball's right around the corner too. So a lot of things happening. It is the crazy, wild world of sports. He's Fred Wallen. I am the Dorf Man. This is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful. It holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. Thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Are you concerned about the effect bug repellent chemicals have on your family's health? Now there's Cedarside, an organic bug spray. Cedarside carries a suite of pest control products made from all-natural cedar oil. They kill and repel a variety of bugs, yet they're not at all harmful to people, pets, or the environment. To order, go to cedarside.com or call 800-842-1464. 800-842-1464. Cedarside. Effective pest control that's safe for people, pets, and premises.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Fred Wallen. He's in Los Angeles, California. Dorf Man in Phoenix. You could be anywhere. Phone number is 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports or shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. A lot of things going on in the sports world, Fred. I got to let you get some things off your chest, I'm sure. So let's get into some baseball quickly because I want to spend a lot of time talking to you about football and everything. But I got to think that you're a little bit upset about what happened with the Dodgers. Kershaw, the best pitcher in all of baseball, gets beat not once but twice in the postseason. I'm sure you're upset at Donnie Baseball for not being a great manager and a great batting coach and whatnot. But ultimately, the Dodgers just got beat, and they had their best out there, and he got beat as well.
Well, here's the deal. I don't blame Kershaw at all. Kershaw is totally an innocent victim here. You don't put yourself in that position. You don't put a pitcher in that position if you're a manager. In the game one, and I said going in, if they lose Kershaw in game one, if they lose that game, they're going to lose the series because he is, you know, their key ingredient. But anyways, the point is they're up 6-1. Cardinals score one in the sixth to make it 6-2. Okay, so now it's 6-3 in the seventh. Base is loaded. You don't allow your starting pitcher who's gone that long ever to be a loser. At that point, automatically, any other manager in baseball would have pulled Kershaw. I don't care how bad the Dodger 7th and 8th inning relievers might be. You can't go with a guy who's thrown 110 pitches at that point. You just don't put him in a situation where he can lose. Mattingly did, and they did lose, 10-9. Okay, so that's the first game. In the second loss, the bottom line is, he already thrown close to 100 pitches in the sixth inning.
And he was on short rest.
And he was on one day short rest.
Yes.
And he had lost a little bit of control. Even though he struck out the side in the sixth, he wasn't throwing the ball where he wanted to. What you do is, very simply, you get somebody ready. If he walks somebody or one base hit, he's out of there. Again, Mattingly blew it. And again, they don't have a great seventh and eighth inning relief corps. I mean, obviously, Brian Wilson's done. And yet the Dodgers before the season signed him to a $10 million contract with a $10 million option. So he's going to come back next year. He's going to get paid next year no matter what happens. But anyways, the point is, so it's not totally on Mattingly, I mean, as far as how bad the relief corps is in the 7th, 8th inning, but you have to make the move because Kershaw is not superhuman. He's not Superman. And so I don't blame, you know, they're talking about a 5-point-something ERA in his starts in the playoffs. Well, it's on the manager. The manager's got to make the decision when you pull somebody. Nowadays, people do not go 9 innings. The pitchers do not go 9. They simply go 6 or 7. And beyond that, it's not the pitcher's fault. So the point is, don't blame Kershaw. He's the Cy Young, and you could make a great case he's MVP. That might hurt him, though, because I don't think that – unless the votes were all in beforehand, people are going to probably vote against that now. But that's not fair. But, I mean, it might be the case. But Fred doesn't have anything to say about Kershaw except he's the best pitcher in baseball, Mattingly one of the worst managers.
With that being said, we're now down to the final four. We've got the Giants going at the Cardinals. Giants get game one against St. Louis, in St. Louis. Kansas City on one of the most impressive rolls that I've seen in a long, long time, 6-0 in the postseason so far. Is it going to be this simple? Is it going to be the Giants playing Kansas City in the World Series?
Well, it's going to be Kansas City and St. Louis or San Francisco. I think it's still basically, well, obviously the Giants have the home field advantage now, but the point is, I guess so. I mean, you'd presume so. 210, the Giants win the World Series. 212, the Giants win the World Series. It's 214. If you're mathematically inclined, you would say yes. But Kansas City, again, Kansas City's a lot of fun to watch. And, you know, it's the first time in history that you've got the team with the most home runs against the team with the fewest least home runs. And 95 versus 211. Now, Camden Yards is a smaller park, obviously, than Kauffman Stadium. But still, for that kind of a discrepancy, it's interesting that the Royals have taken the first two at Camden Yards. And I feel sorry for the Oriole fans, but Royal fans must be going nuts because it's almost 30 years since in 1985, last time, of course, they get it done. So it's
What can you say about their style? And, you know, they've been so tough on the base paths that, you know, they're a nightmare. Once they get runners on, Kansas City is looking to steal second. They're looking to steal third. They're looking to keep pushing and pushing. How much trouble has that? I mean, obviously it's given a lot of trouble, but do you see that being able to continue and throughout the World Series?
Well, you got to remember now, you know, Matt Wieters not playing for Baltimore. I mean, he's a darn good catcher, and you take advantage of backup catchers. There's no question. Now, if they play St. Louis, they're up against Molina. They play the Giants or against Posey. Those are two good catchers. Molina the best. So we'll see what happens. But, I mean, Kansas City certainly has surprised the world. They've had a lot of young talent the last 4 or 5 years, but, you know, they didn't meld. This year they melded and did it without power. Now they've shown power. You know, it's interesting, too. I mean, even St. Louis, which is very little power during the regular season, I think the last they're in last in the National League in home runs. Yeah. During the series against the Dodgers, what, they had 7 home runs? I mean, that's pretty remarkable. That's pretty remarkable, the turnaround. So, folks, there is a difference between the regular season and the playoffs, and people have to understand that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's just, again, I think it's been anything but predictable. Kansas City has definitely stole the postseason thus far, being undefeated 6-0 since it started, really just playing tremendous. So I'm happy for them. I'll be honest with you. I'd like to, with who's left, I'd like to see them win it all, just for the story in it. And look, I don't care if it's the Giants or the Cardinals playing them in the World Series, to be honest with you. I really don't. But I think the story would be unbelievable. Kansas City winning the World Series. First time that since George Brett days, 85. So I just think it would be a remarkable story, very cool, and they've just gone about it. They've had their backs up against the wall for so long. And, you know, we talked about this a little bit earlier. These wild card teams seem to have all kinds of success in the postseason, and it's probably because they're playing playoff baseball for an extra couple, 3 weeks, to be honest with you, Fred.
Well, yeah, you know, the Angels ended the season with three straight losses because they'd already wrapped things up. I think your point well taken. The Dodgers had wrapped things up against the Giants the weekend before, basically. So the last week was just going through the motions, or most of the last week was going through the motions. So it's tough to get it back. It's tough to get that winning spirit back. And again, if you're talking about the Dodgers' internal problems, there are Dodger internal problems. It should be interesting to see. They gave Mattingly the extension before last year. If they bring him back, they might. And will they bring Ned Colletti back? Because he's the guy that paid the $10 million to Brian Wilson and the $8 or $9 million to Chris Perez and whatever. And none of the seventh or eighth inning guys have come through. Is that on the general manager? I mean, is a sore arm on the general manager? I don't know. I mean, the point is, if you're wrong on every case, though, it would seem that some of the direction should be directed toward Ned Colletti, as far as the Dodgers are concerned.
Well, and not only that, Fred, let's face it. The Dodgers have spent a lot of money, and they've gotten to the same place the past couple of seasons. So, you know what? It shows you. Spending all the money, getting some of the big names, it doesn't make a difference. You have to go out there, and you have to be able to execute and perform on the field. And when it's been money time, the Dodgers haven't done that so far, Fred.
No question. They've $238 million budget this year, and it's going to go down because, I mean, they lose a lot of players, Billingsley, Beckett, unless they bring Billingsley back. Beckett's going to retire. They're going to go down to like $190 million. That's still a lot of money, and the 238 Absolutely. Far in front of anybody else in baseball.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think the postseason's been awesome in the sense of the Royals, great story, could be an unbelievable World Series with them winning it, just one of the unthinkables when you think about it. And then, to be honest with you, the failures of the Dodgers once again. I'll be honest, that to me, that shows doesn't matter. If you spend all kinds of money, you still got to go out there and execute, and they're not doing it in the biggest time in the biggest situation. So it is what it is. On the other side, we're gonna hook up with Jeff Ridge, talk some NFL football, and start breaking down some of what's gonna happen today. And Fred, I might need a little fantasy football help. I've made a lot of moves, so I have to let you me know what you think of what I've done. But keep it close. Jeff Rich on the other side. We're going to talk some NFL football. He's Fred Wallen. I am the Dorf Man. Tons of things going on in the sports world. We want your thoughts. 1-800-878-7529. Again, it is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Each new Sunday meant a brand new challenge, rich with new opportunities. A time for achievement, a time for purpose, a time for glory.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen hanging out with me this hour. He's in Los Angeles, California. We're going to hook up now with Jeff Rich, talk some NFL football. Good morning, Jeff. How are you, man?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good to be here.
You know, a lot going on in the football world. College is obviously in full throttle. We had all the upsets last week. Not so much excitement this week, with the exception of Arizona going down to last night. And then also Fred Wallen's UCLA Bruins losing to Oregon and taking them out of any mix whatsoever. Never even got your feeling on that one, Fred. So real quickly, let's just talk about that. But then I really do want to get into some NFL football. But UCLA Oregon, Fred, we never got into that. So your thoughts on that one?
Well, I mean, I took Oregon minus the 3. They'd beaten UCLA 5 in a row, now 6 in a row. Let me make this case here. I think both coaches blew it at the end. Oregon was up 42-10, and they stopped trying to score. It's a different game of football now. You get so many plays in. The Bruins score 3 touchdowns in 4 minutes. Now they're trailing 42-30. Okay, so Andy, you're trailing by 12, okay? Now, Jim Moore makes the decision to go for 2. There is no logical reason to do that. And the reason is, if you miss going for 2, you trail by 12, which means now you need 2 touchdowns instead of a field goal and a touchdown. If they had recovered the onside kick, everybody in L.A. would be talking about it. They didn't, so it's sort of been forgotten. Moore, to me, blundered, and if you saw on the sidelines, he's screaming at the defensive coordinator beyond belief, back and forth. That's not good. It's not good for the players to see. But as far as Oregon is concerned, Mark Helfrich, second year now, they've got as much talent as anybody in the nation. And Mariota right now could win the Heisman, and he should have won it last year because before the injury. But the point is, he stopped trying to score 42-10. Run, 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 kick. And UCLA scores 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
There's no reason. UCLA couldn't stop them. They could have scored 60. If they score 60, UCLA can't get within 12. The point is, both coaches blundered. And these guys make $3-5 million a year to make blunders, Andy. It's upsetting. I mean, I had Oregon minus 3. So I liked Moore's decision because at that point I couldn't lose. But the point is, but I'm a Bruin fan, so my heart's the other way. But both coaches just, I think, blundered their way through it. And the announcers didn't even mention it, you know, on Fox. It was like, let's use our heads.
Jeff, you're the authority on college football. Did the coaches blow it? And what do you think about when teams take their foot off the gas pedal and let another team back into a game?
Well, it happens more and more. I mean, like Fred said, it's a different game these days. You know, TCU was up by 2 scores, and it was never comfortable. I had the feeling when it was 42-10, though, that game was over. And you know, if Oregon needed to, put a little more gas in the tank and turn it back on, I have the feeling that they could have. I mean, they were up they were still up 12, you know, regardless of that two-point conversion. They were still up 12. My concern is that UCLA can't win games at home. You know, we saw it against Utah. We saw it against Oregon. Obviously, yeah. Oregon a little bit different caliber of an opponent. But, I think that it's safe for Oregon to keep the ball on the ground. I thought that Mora probably didn't need to chase points that early. I'm of the mindset that I don't even like Oregon going for two on their first score of the game, which they traditionally do. But yeah. I'm of the mindset that you don't chase points until it's an absolute necessity, until it's, until you're down 11, you go for two to bring it within three, or the other way, or if you need 24 points, like they did when they went for two, when they scored their first touchdown to make it 42-18 to make it a 24-point game. So I don't like chasing points, but I don't know that I would say that either coach blundered there. I think that,
Jeff, hang on. There's a big difference between, with 3 minutes to go, there's a big difference between needing a field goal and a touchdown and two touchdowns. So Mora did blunder, because if you get within 11, you get a touchdown and then 2-point conversion and a field goal, you can tie the game. If you miss that 2-point conversion going in, you're down by 12, you need two touchdowns. The onside kick can get you, let's say, to the 45 of Oregon, one pass can get you to 25, you kick the field goal then. And again, it doesn't happen that often, but give yourself a chance.
Yeah, you're stretching it to the full extreme, to be honest with you, because you need a lot of things to happen.
Oh, sure, but that's what you're playing for. I mean, you're playing to get yourself a chance, aren't you, Andy?
No, absolutely. But again, I think that the deck was stacked so high, and the problem was that Oregon put the game on ice probably before they should have, but at the same time, probably wasn't going to be enough time for UCLA, no matter what, to get back into that game.
Well, I saw Baylor TCU, and Baylor was down by 21, and they scored three touchdowns in 3 minutes, and they kicked the field goal with 4 seconds to go, and they win the game 61-58. They were in no worse situation than UCLA, and they won it because they made the right decisions. All I'm saying is that if you're Jim Mora, give your kids a shot. You know, and again, I don't know about you, Andy, but I must have seen three or four onside recoveries yesterday.
Yeah, there were quite a few.
Right. Yeah, so it's not impossible. No. So, I mean, you know, if it's a 1 in 100 shot, give your kids the 1 in 100 shot. I mean, I'm saying.
And to defend your case even more so, in a lot of those cases, they knew the ball was coming in that direction.
So,
you're right. I mean, mistakes do happen, and anything is possible. Speaking of anything possible, go ahead, Jeff.
The one thing I would put under the microscope is that the big UCLA blunder was letting themselves get down by 32 points. How you approach the comeback, and I understand Fred's point, and it's valid, but at what point do you take your foot off the gas in college football? Do you need to have 50 points on the board before you can say comfortably we've won this football game, or do you just need to play defense the rest of the way?
Conservative
on offense.
Jeff, I think it depends who you're playing against. They know UCLA can score, so I mean, it's if you're playing against South Florida, maybe South Florida can't score enough to beat you, but UCLA can score enough to beat you, believe me. So I mean, they scored three touchdowns in 4 minutes. If you're playing Baylor, you never take the foot off, as TCU did, and Gary Patterson's considered a good coach, and they blew a three touchdown lead. So I mean, I think you can make a decision on depending who you're. If you're playing Syracuse and Florida State yesterday, if you're Florida State, you can, and they did take the foot off the pedal. Syracuse is not going to score enough, but against UCLA, you can never take the foot off the pedal. Against Oregon, you can never take the foot. What about Arizona last night?
Sure.
Arizona makes that field goal. People are talking about USC running at the end instead of trying to score. They just happened to miss the field goal.
Yeah, well, they called the timeout. He actually made the field goal, called the timeout, then they missed the field goal the second time around. So, yeah, I mean, look, anything can happen. Speaking of high-flying, I want to switch gears real quickly and talk a little bit of NFL with you, Jeff, while we got you. Eagles and Giants, what are the expectations for that game? Eagles obviously coming off of, the tough one against the Niners, but the Giants have seemed to get things together a little bit. How does this one play out, Jeff?
Well, it depends on which Giants team shows up, and I'm actually glad that you turned to the NFL, because I've taken a new gig with More Than a Fan. I'll be their NFL columnist, writing a recap column every Monday afternoon at 1:50 Eastern time. But this is the game that I'm featuring. This is the game that I'm looking most forward to. The Giants came slow out of the gate, but they've looked really good of late. The Eagles have looked good at home. So something's got to give here. You know, if the Eagles go to 5-1, I'd say that they can they could start putting their eye on the prize and start thinking about winning the division. But if the Giants pull it out and Dallas pulls it off against Seattle, we're all even keel, everybody at 4-2 in the division. So I'm looking forward to a lot of offense. I'm looking forward to seeing if Eli can just stand up and keep going against Philly's high flying offense and keep the Eagles offense off the field. And I think that's how you beat them. So, but it all depends. If we see that Giants team of week 1 and 2 versus what we've seen the last 3 games, it's going to be a long day for the Giants, but I expect a good football game. Ultimately, I do expect the Eagles to pull it out and go to 5-1 and put themselves in the driver's seat for the rest of the way in the NFC East.
Fred, you and I will get into stuff a little bit more in depth, but we've only got Jeff for another minute or so. So I want to just run through another couple, if I can, at least one more. Cowboys and Seahawks. DeMarco Murray has been unbelievable, leading the league in rushing. Seahawks play phenomenal at home. Had a little bit of a blunder early. Cowboys are 4-1. Seahawks are 3-1. How does this one shake out, Jeff?
Let's see if we see the same Dallas team we've seen the first couple weeks of the season here. I like Dallas a lot. I'm surprised. I'm not one that would just like Dallas in a vacuum, but having seen what they've done this year, having seen, you keep waiting for the other shoe to drop with Tony Romo, and I'm not sure if it's going to happen. Seattle, you never want to call, I don't like referring to things as a Super Bowl hangover, but certainly they have lofty expectations. I think there's parts of their game you can pick apart. I like the Cowboys to keep it close, but I think that Seattle does what they always do at home, and I think they get the victory today.
Probably. Hey, Jeff, really appreciate you taking time with us. One word here, Steelers or Browns?
Browns.
All right, man. Hey, have a great one. We'll talk to you next week, buddy, okay?
All right, take care, guys.
Jeff Rich joining us, as he always does. Keep it close. Fred and I will be back to duke this out a little bit more. We'll get into some of these NFL games. So, Fred Wallendorf, man, it is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Can a fuel make a straightaway take your breath away? Can it make a hill give you chills? Can it turn every acceleration into your exhilaration? It can if it's Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline. It removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. Choose Shell V-Power and let the excitement begin.
And learn how you can save big at the pump at FuelRewards.com.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has 2 maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
Wow, Geico's been saving people money for over 75 years.
75 years? Are you joking?
No, they've been around so long that the Dead Sea was still alive. Geico's been around so long that rainbows were still black and white. They've been around so long that kids rode the school horse to school.
I thought you said you weren't joking.
Well, I wasn't joking about the 75 years.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month. All at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
I love iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man.
Seriously.
Everywhere, man.
20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
Create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio.
Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Fred Wallen. He's in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman's in Phoenix. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports or shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com.
And I know Scott's going to be answering that 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529 number because I think we've got a couple of calls headed our way this morning because I've got, you know, Facebook works. I got a couple of Facebook listeners who say they are going to be calling 1-800-878-7529. And if they do, they'll come on the air and talk to Andy.
That social media thing, it works pretty well. So yeah. Get involved. Obviously, we do want your thoughts. We do want your opinions. We welcome them. We encourage them. So 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Again, a lot of things happening in the sports world. Didn't mention this, Fred, but Kevin Durant looks like he's going to be banged up indefinitely here. So not necessarily good news for the Oklahoma City Thunder coming into the season starting without Kevin Durant.
Well, I mean, the worst possible situation. I mean, the Pacers got a problem. Now
it's
much worse than this one, but still. Obviously, you've got one of the best teams in basketball. Durant's the, if not the second best player, he's pretty close to second best player. A major, major, major loss. And as far as the fans, too, because he's one of these guys that you just love watching to play the game of basketball. He really knows how to play. He'll find the open man. And, of course, he's just a great shooter. And fun
and
to
he's
watch.
He's a good guy, too, to
good,
be honest.
Good guy. Everybody likes him. You're not going to hear any bad stories about Kevin Durant. And nowadays, that's sort of a rarity in sports. So come on, Kevin. Let's get back as quickly as possible.
Absolutely. Fred, I told you I had a few things I wanted to talk to you about with fantasy stuff. So I'm just going to throw you my team now because it's changed quite a bit. Still have Phillip Rivers, who's my quarterback, and he's been phenomenal. I can't complain with him. I've got Torrey Smith as one of my wide receivers, who I was playing today because the rumor is they're really going to look to get Torrey involved in the offense today against Tampa Bay. I've also got this Odell Beckham Jr., the guy who had a pretty good breakout game last week for the Giants. I picked him up on waivers. I played already Ahmad Bradshaw, who did okay. He got me 13 points as far as fantasy goes. I've also got Doug Martin as my running back, who's been very disappointing to say the least. And part of it has to do with that they've got Rainey in there also, and he's more of a playmaker probably than this Doug Martin guy. But ultimately, that is one of my running backs. I've got Martellus Bennett, who's been very solid, quieted down a little bit last week for me, but most weeks he's been pretty solid. And that's sort of been his sort of thing, where he starts off the seasons pretty well, and then he kind of peters off. Also have Antonio Gates, which is a pretty solid tight end, and especially when I got Phillip Rivers, those two guys seem to connect more weeks, more often in weeks than not. On my bench, I've got Marquise Colston, who is on bye, so we're not going to be playing a guy like that. I've got LeGarrette Blount, who has a decent matchup against Cleveland. I've got Cam Newton as my backup. I've got Cotchery as one of my wide receivers. I've got John Brown, who plays for the Arizona Cardinals, as a wide receiver. Picked up Devin Hester just the other day. And I'm kind of teetering with putting him in because he's obviously playing against the Chicago Bears, his old team, may have a little bit of revenge on his mind. So I'm kind of unsure what to do, whether, you know, I take out Odell Beckham and maybe put a Devin Hester in there, or do I take out Martellus Bennett and I put Antonio Gates as the wide as my tight end, not my flex player, and then I put in, you know, Devin Hester there. I've also picked up Darren McFadden, who historically has been terrible for me, but whenever I see him on the waiver line this part of the season, I'm kind of thinking that it's not a terrible move, especially when I have a little bit of trouble at my running back position anyway. So who would you start if you were me, I guess, is the question, Fred.
Well, I'd add J.J. Watt to your team.
Yeah, look, I mean, the guy can pick you up a fumble and run it back. The guy can intercept a ball. So, yeah, I don't disagree with you there.
A whole slew of guys do not have three touchdowns six games into the season. So I honestly like Hester. I liked Hester going into this season just based on the fact that Atlanta passes the ball all the time. And Ryan shares the ball. And as you said, against the Bears, his old team, he's got some revenge factor on his mind. The only negative on that would be that he had a good game last week. And sometimes you don't have back-to-back type games like that. But I think I would gamble a little bit with Hester. I mean, just to do something crazy. And you know it's going to be a high-scoring game, or you think it's going to be a high-scoring game. So with those two quarterbacks, so I think I'd go with Hester. I mean, I think he'd do.
Would you play him as your flex, or would you put him in as a wide receiver?
Over
Torrey Smith or Odell Beckham.
Let me ask you a question. In your league, if he returns a punt or a kickoff or a touchdown, do you get points for that?
I will get, yes, you do get you get miscellaneous points, yes.
Well, then I'd put him as a flex. And as far as the tight end, you know, it looks like the Chargers should kill the Raiders, which would mean Gates might not play a lot in the second half, except that first time, new coach, historically, you know what happens. The guys play harder for at least the first couple games for a new coach.
Sure, sure.
So that's the only reason I stayed away from that game. It looked too easy. And I don't think Sperano's a bad coach. And so my point is I'd be a little bit – I'm just not sure. If Chargers are up 41-0, Gates is not playing the second half or they're keeping it on the ground. If it's a close game, he's in there. So it's a gamble. It's a flip of the coin. I'm not sure what's going to go on in that game. In fact, it's the only
With that being said, do you think Darren McFadden runs the ball a little bit more effectively today?
Maybe. I mean, it's conceivable. I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's why fantasy's fun. I mean, that's why I've played it for 20 years.
So if you're me, though, do you play Doug Martin or do you play Darren McFadden? Tough, isn't it?
Tough decision. I don't know.
Neither one of them are that good, right?
So Martin's good when he's healthy. I mean, you know, he's very good when he's healthy. And McFadden has certainly had moments. It's just a question of I don't know, Andy. You win your championships. I usually finish second or third. So I mean, you got to just go by your heart and your thought and your feelings. But I would. Just for the fun of it, I'd play Hester just to see if he'd get back at his old team.
And play him in your flex position and then play Gates instead of Bennett today?
See, again, that's going to be a high-scoring game. I mean, so if it's a high-scoring game, Bennett can score a touchdown or two. I mean,
why what I've been doing is I've been playing both Bennett and Antonio Gates, you know, playing two tight ends. One of them as my flex, and it's been pretty effective. Last week, you know, Antonio Gates had a heck of a game, and same with Phillip Rivers. So worked out pretty well last week. Again, like you said, 2 weeks in a row, never know if that's going to be the case. But, you know, I think as the season goes on, we'll figure it out, and will Darren McFadden be a little bit more productive in the next few weeks? Maybe. And then that guy could earn a spot on my team because I'll be honest with you. Like I said, running backs, you know, I'm looking at Ahmad Bradshaw and Doug Martin as my starters. And let's be honest, those guys are not top tier starters as far as fantasy football goes. So we've made do with it, but it's been a definite struggle here, Fred.
Let me just throw this out, too, for all the fantasy football players out there and everything else. About Thursday, they mentioned, maybe it was Thursday night, that Tom Brady was questionable for this Sunday's games. Now, you knew, I knew, Belichick knew, everybody on earth knew, St. Francis of Assisi knew that Brady's going to play. He's 100%. So why the Patriots always pull this kind of nonsense, and it's hard. I mean, you just can't take Belichick at face value. I mean, he does it, I think, to have fun with people, but he actually had Brady as questionable, and he's 100%. So if you got off the Patriots, you're a dummy, and they're going to win, and they're going to cover. And I just wanted to indicate that, you know, it makes you think for 48 or 72 hours, but in reality, Brady's playing.
Probably, most likely. Yeah, I mean,
no, they just announced.
I mean, right. Again, what I'm saying is most likely they'll win. Like you said, they're playing the Bills. Those games tend to be a little bit bizarre, to be honest with you. But the Patriots, I think that they'll figure things out, and they're going to make a good, solid run these next few weeks and get their record in a position where people be talking about them once again as a front runner for the Super Bowl. Hey, let's take a look at a couple of these games. And we already mentioned a couple of them. The Giants and Philadelphia in the late night game, the NBC game later tonight, should be pretty entertaining, Fred. I just have seen the Giants completely change because the first game of the season, they were so awful. But they have been able to put it together the last few weeks. Eli's gotten better. Do they have a shot in this division?
They have a shot, but I think they'll lose tonight. I think Philadelphia will hold on to the ball. Philadelphia's got the home crowd. You're only giving 3, in some books 2.5. I think the Eagles will cover the spread and beat the Giants Sunday night.
Cowboys and Seahawks. I think this is an interesting one because the Cowboys have done better than people probably would have expected. DeMarco Murray has been a beast, let's face it, has the most yards as a running back, but does have a tendency to give the ball up a little bit. So what gives here? Seahawks playing at home in that ruckus atmosphere, the 12th man, we all know about it. Cowboys, Tony Romo on the road, DeMarco Murray, who's been very, very solid, as I alluded to earlier. Do the Cowboys stand up and show us that they're for real, or do the Seahawks come out and play like the Super Bowl champions?
Pretty tough to go against two quarterbacks in this league right now, Andrew Luck and Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Two young quarterbacks who are going to be superstars barring injuries. And it's interesting, too, because one of them at Stanford from the very start, people said was going to be a great quarterback because he's big and tough and everything else. The other guy transfers from North Carolina State to Wisconsin, and because he's 6 feet tall, isn't considered a top-notch candidate. What was he, a third-round pick? So my point is, yet now, if you were to say, a lot of people would take Wilson over Luck. Some people would take Luck over Wilson, but I'm sure 10 years from now, if they're healthy, they're your top quarterbacks in this league. In
fact, yeah, both those guys are great, phenomenal. Yeah. I think for a long time, like you're saying, for the next 10, 12 years, you're talking about those two in the same breath for sure. No, I agree. I think those two guys are phenomenal. Hey, Steelers and Browns. Steelers kind of had a little bit of a slip up against Tampa Bay. The Browns are surprisingly at 2-2, coming off of their bye week at home. Hoyer's been impressive, Fred. I got to say, you know, you've been talking about him quite a bit. You like him over Johnny Manziel. Do the Browns beat the Steelers at home today?
They certainly could. And again, Hoyer's played very well, and I'd love it. You know, there's three. If Stanton's healthy, and he's not, but I mean, I don't know about the concussion, but they got 3 Michigan State quarterbacks starting in the National Football League. I think that leads the league as far as college quarterbacks are concerned. But I think Hoyer's always been very good. I don't think people gave him an opportunity.
Interesting, as always, the NFL really stands for not for long, because you never know when your number's going to get called, and you never know when your last day may be or your last play, because it's such a brutal game. But Fred Wallendorf, man, we'll be right back to wrap this thing up. And after that, I'm sure Fred and myself will be watching a lot of football. So keep it close. One final segment. He is Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman in Phoenix. Again, you could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. We'll be back to wrap this thing up. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment here today on Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline Radio Network. Got to thank Jeff Rich for hanging out with us this hour. And then, as always, Fred, appreciate you taking time out with me on a busy Sunday. And again, you have choices, so I know I truly appreciate you taking your time out with me. Fred, game you're most looking forward to today as far as the NFL goes?
I like tonight's game. I think Philadelphia and the Giants, the way the Giants offense has turned it on, you indicated that, and it's true. I just think that Philadelphia will not turn the ball off as often. They've got the home crowd behind them. Foles will play a little bit better. Maybe McCoy will break out. Should be a high-scoring game, and Philadelphia can score a lot of different ways. I mean, their defense and their special teams and things like that, but they'd be better if they had DeSean Jackson. And I still don't quite understand that, except maybe, you know, it was just a personality conflict or something. But the point is, he's an awfully good player, and you put him and Macklin in there at the same time, they'd even be better. But I think Philadelphia will win, and I'm looking forward to Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to that game. But I'm also looking forward to seeing the Cowboys play the Seahawks today, just because they've been pretty good, to be honest with you. You know, the first game, Cowboys didn't look so hot. Romo looked terrible, but he seems to have gotten things under control. has recovered pretty well from that surgery. And the Cowboys are playing pretty darn good football, Fred. So I think this is a real test to see if the Cowboys are for real. And we'll see if the Seahawks are that team that we thought of as a Super Bowl champion. So as always, man, a lot of interesting things that will be happening here on Sunday. But, Fred, really appreciate you taking time out. Have a great Sunday. Watch a lot of football. Good luck with your fantasy this week, buddy.
I'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. For Fred, for Scott, for everybody involved, that's Mary Nemitz, that's John Poulter and Jeff Rich. Have a great Sunday. Enjoy. Watch football. And we'll talk to you next week right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Peace, everybody.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports.